Very interesting story around Parramatta. Now, their general manager is Mark O'Neill. But Tigers fans know that Mark O'Neill was part of the fairy tale in 2005. I can still picture Mark O'Neill scoring in the preliminary final against the Dragons, racing around at the old Sydney Football Stadium, and then being a grand final the next week. And this at the back end of his career as well. An absolute dream come true. How much of that grand final experience can he bring to Parramatta? Will that sort of luck rub off? Let's speak to the man right now that must be getting some great flashbacks this week, remembering the grand final with the Tigers. Mark O'Neill on the line. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Good morning, Bossy. Thank you for having me.
Or Buckets, as they used to call you, of course, at the Tigers. Can we start there at 05, first of all? Grand final week rolls around. The happiest time of your rugby league life, looking back on that incredible season that is now 17 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great journey. It was the best day in my life up until that point. And to share it with the group of men and women at the club that we did, it was fantastic. It culminates in a lot of hard work and energy and effort that a lot of people put in, but we're able to produce something special on the day that creates a bond for the rest of your lives.
Well, I asked you this question. You had some big moments in that grand final. One of the big moments was the front row scored the first and last try. That was incredible. Bryce Gibbs, Todd Payton getting on the score sheet. But the Benji Marshall flick pass in that. Is there a Parramatta player who's going to produce one of those iconic grand final moments this Sunday, Mark, in your opinion?
that's a good question. That was iconic, wasn't it? You know, Pat argues that he made Benji. Benji argues that he made Pat. So it gives a lot of opportunity for some good banter there amongst the group. But, you know, with the skill level of the players these days across the board, like, you know, you sit and marvel, you know, throughout any game, every year, or all year, I should say, around where that level, and the practice and the endless hours of professional nature that they do has just taken them to the whole next level. So I hope there'll be many moments, many key moments in the grand final that for the Eels, of course, that we'll be able to celebrate post-match.
Mark, James Magnusson here. Welcome to the show. Question around the grand final week at Parramatta. So I always hear coaches and players talk about there's two ways you can approach a grand final. You can either block out the pressure and the fanfare and treat it as a normal game, or you can really embrace the week and, kind of lean into that extra fanfare and pressure and expectation. What's been the approach this week for Parramatta?
Yeah, good question. Morning, James. The piece around ordinarily coming into finals, I think, is normalising the behaviour as much as possible. But when you come to a grand final, it's a different week. It's not normal. It's very hard to do that. And a lot of people say, oh, look, just enjoy the week. And that could be because there's a level of uncertainty. What else do you say? But it is the most important thing is the game on Sunday. Okay, and then working back from that, your preparation, your training, how it come together, and you know, going back further, your recovery from the previous game. So we need to make sure that there's a constant, consistent, calm flow for the players to go to their next job, the next thing they need to do, and when they get on the field, they're all calm, and make sure that we're not leaking energy around things that we've just got no control over. It is a privilege to be in this week and to do fan days and to do Dally M's and captain's lunches, etc., and all the media commitments and everything that goes with it. It is a privilege, and there's 14 other clubs that, and we've been one of those 14 other clubs every other year in recent past, that we would love to be in this position. So I guess, you know, you may not be able to enjoy everything, but you need to embrace it and you need to accept that this is what comes with the territory. And I think so far this week, we've done a really good job doing that. There's a lot of staff that are deflecting, taking the load and pressure just to make it easy for the players to go from their next commitment each and every time and get the most out of it while they are in that individual sort of moment. So, yeah.
Mark O'Neill, our special guest, general manager of the Parramatta Eels now, the football side of things, but former grand final star with the Tigers when they won their one and only premiership in 05. Mark, just for all of us, the team behind the scenes at Parramatta, the football office, even right down to the blokes that help out in the dressing rooms, that clean up, that turn up, and every club has them. Yeah, every club has gems that absolutely live and breathe the club. Parramatta have a few?
Oh, absolutely. Without a shadow of a doubt. You know, the guys that you see, a very well-connected bunch. You know, that's enabled and harnessed from Brad and his coaching staff. But down below that, to give, you know, like the atmosphere, the environment, you know, to provide the opportunity for those to be connected and the coaches to do their jobs. There's so many staff there that play a role, and certainly it's not lost on us as a club. And sure, it's not lost on most clubs, to be fair, but the roles of the volunteers, well, not only the volunteers, but, you know, all the staff that play in that. Everyone plays a part in it. Everyone has a role to do. And I liken it to like a jigsaw puzzle competition. There might be some pieces that are bigger than others. There might be some that have greater touch points and connections around, you know, the different pieces of the board. But if you have one piece missing, no matter how small it is, you cannot be assessed if you were in a jigsaw puzzle because it would be incomplete. So everyone needs to bring their piece of their puzzle. And everyone has been doing that. And everyone's entitled to feel a level of satisfaction, you know, with whatever success may or may not be forthcoming on Sunday.
Mark, I imagine the whole of Parramatta is absolutely pumping at the moment. For those people that couldn't get tickets, is there any other ways for them to get involved this week? Fan days, watching the game, what's going on
live
out there?
Live sites, yeah.
Yeah, there'll be a few live sites around Parramatta and our league's club. Will be exciting. It's a good week, and you know, like for the Panthers team as well, this is their third grand final, but largely affected due to COVID the previous two. So Western Sydney as a whole will be experiencing a bit of a buzz around the, you know, their respective precincts. So yeah, tickets have gone fast, haven't they? But around Parramatta and the CBD area there, particularly our league's club, that will be the place to be if you can't get to the stadium.
All right, Mark, one last one. Now, we're not talking about first premiership, but back in 1981, when Parramatta won their first premiership, and you know, having entered the competition in 1947, I mean, I'm doing the maths now, that was 34 years in. Now we're 36 years on since their last premiership win. Have you had to put in place any sort of security that the grandstand, the Combank Stadium, won't be burnt to the ground on Sunday night if Parramatta do win? Any plans there?
Look, I hope there's a similar outcome in terms of success, but I hope there's not a similar outcome in terms of, you know, grandstands getting burnt down. I was actually speaking to Steve Edge yesterday, of course, who captained, you know, the premiership sides in the early 80s and things like that, and just to pick his brain and hear about his experience and journey and to, you know, take any counsel from him around how the week's going to go. And it was amazing listening to him and him sharing some stories about, you know, what it was like in Parramatta, you know, before, during, after. The question I asked him was, what would you have liked to have, you know, done different or known, you know, like along the way? And he did mention about enjoying it. He said, understand that it is a privilege, and you'll have that many people that you won't even expect or suspect the number of fans and that little people will be supporting you. So, you know, go out and get it was his words, his advice there. But, yeah, like I said, I'm hoping for a similar result in terms of the on-field, off-field. Let's just hope it's a nice, happy and long celebration post. Yeah.
All right, maybe one win as a player, one win as a general manager will be in your resume come Sunday night. Mark, thank you for sharing your time and your thoughts today.
Thank you, guys. Hope you have a great day and week.
Was a Tiger, now an Eel, or part of the fold there with the Parramatta Eels, part of the team that has got them to the grand final. That is Mark O'Neill. 22 minutes after 8. More texts, James, that are there. Vossie, if Penrith and Nathan Cleary lose the grand final as $1.37 favourites, after Cleary lost Origin 3 as $1.37 favourites, will that hurt his chances of wearing number 7 for Australia? Needs to get it done. I think that's a fair observation. Daly Cherry Evans, as winning captain and halfback of Origin, has a huge stake on the Australian number 7, James. Your thoughts there?
I'm opposite end of the argument.
Cleary.
Yeah, yeah. I'm Cleary all day, every day. I think he will get it done. He's already got it done in two semi-finals quite convincingly. I'm backing him in.
All righty. 22 and a half minutes after 8. Plenty more to come, including going to the butcher shop at Narellan, where they're selling the blue and gold sausages. I'm telling you, I need to be convinced they're worth eating.